Hello and welcome to the January 2024's edition of Library Chat with the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. I'm Jody Aldini, Access Services Librarian.
I am Angie Houck, Technical Services Librarian for the Library.
And I am Leland Smith, Service Specialist with the IMC.
Today we have a special guest.
Karen Cunningham, Instructional Materials Center Librarian.
Welcome, Karen.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
She's going to talk a little bit about what's coming up. What's the date?
Saturday, February 24th.
Okay.
So what we have coming up is the Iowa Regional Braille Challenge, and it's our 18th year that we're hosting the regionals. And so if you want to know all about the Braille Challenge, it's an academic competition for students who are blind or visually impaired. The Braille Institute launched the Braille Challenge in 2000 to motivate students to practice and hone their Braille literacy skills. And that is, as you all know, essential to the academic and employment success of our students.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Any blind or visually impaired student in 1st through 12th grade who can read and write Braille is eligible to participate in the preliminary Braille Challenge events. And all contestants are tested on fundamental Braille skills such as reading comprehension, spelling, proofreading, charts and graphs, and speed and accuracy. And then for the students that make it to the finals, there's the top 50 students, there's 10 in each of the five categories who have the highest scores are invited to Los Angeles for the final round.
Ooh.
And they have 2 days of competition, camaraderie, and fun. And can you imagine getting to go to Los Angeles?
Right. That would be so fun.
And we've had some from Iowa that have won it all, haven't they?
Yes. We have had several years in a row of at least one or two students that have gone to the finals. And they've done very well, and they even placed in the finals.
Ooh.
So that is super exciting.
Yeah.
It's great to see our students excelling like that.
So how does the day kind of play out? How does it start?
So the doors open at 8:30 for registration, and then 9:30 is the pep rally opening ceremonies, and then at 10 o'clock is when we break the students out for their individual testings. They are 45 minutes for each contest, and then so they start out with the first two contests, and then they break for lunch, and then come back to do their last two tests.
And they're broken down into categories as apprentice and freshman, sophomore,
junior varsity, and varsity.
And varsity.
Yes, you've got that right, Jody.
Ah.
So then for each category, is there like multiple grade levels in that, or how does that work?
Yes, there are multiple grade levels.
Okay.
So apprentice is 1st and 2nd grade. Freshman is 3rd and 4th grade.
Okay. Sophomore would be 5th and 6th.
Junior varsity is 7 through 9, and then varsity is, I think, 10 and 11.
Okay. But can seniors compete?
Yes, and so there you go. It's 9 through 12.
Okay.
Is what that would be then for the varsity group.
Gotcha.
Okay. And so during that time that the students are testing, we are holding a Braille and tactile workshop during the same time period, and that's for parents, and then. So that's normally what we do is open it up for parents to go to. But now this year we're going to open it up for educators, librarians, and Braille transcribers. And what this workshop looks like is it gives the participants an opportunity to learn more about Braille, accessible educational materials, Braille production, and more. And they'll have a hands-on activity to give them an opportunity to create a print Braille book and accessible activities to use at home or the classroom or the library. So that's super exciting to have that.
Because that'll be fun for them to take back home and be able to use it there.
Yes. You guys always come up with something different to mix it up and to keep the interest going.
Mm-hmm. And it's awesome as the whole day is about Braille literacy. So, you know, not only for the students, but for the parents and educators that will be attending. So.
Yeah, it's a learning experience for everybody.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, even for us.
Yes.
That, you know, our spectators and, you know, help with it and Yeah.
That's right. It's a privilege to be a part of it. I know. Mm. It's so great to see the students from year to year mm-hmm. as they grow and, you know, their skills get better each year. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a day of Braille.
A day of Braille.
Last year, Jody and I were working the front desk, so we were handling all the students when they were coming in and registering it. And it was just exciting to see their excitement. It kind of got you, you know, pumped up for the day. And just to see them in person, because, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of what we do is over the phone or email. So just to, you know, actually have that person in front of you is nice, but also to see their excitement for Braille that day. And they're just always so hyped to be here and excited. So it's always thrilling for me to be able to participate. Even, I know it doesn't sound fun working the front desk. I actually really like it because you can see everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
You can see everybody and do nothing. It's great.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's always, and then, like, you see the parents come in with the
yes.
families, mm-hmm. And some bring their siblings or their grandparents, mm-hmm. and it's just, it's a whole family fun day.
It mm-hmm. absolutely is, and it's great to, you know, be able to connect with these students because, you know, like, Leland and Angie and I, we process the student mm-hmm. materials, mm-hmm. and so it's just great to connect with them
yeah.
in person.
And also having the parents have the opportunity as well to interact with other parents and kind of just have talks about things that are going on, questions here and there, and also just have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great for the kids being excited for Braille learning and improving their Braille skills. And it's just all in all a great day. Last year, I got to ask some of the students about their favorite Braille contraction. And I was going around getting these little snippets, and one person I asked said that they didn't really have a favorite Braille contraction, but they loved the word ice in Braille because the I kind of slants up, C goes across, and then the E goes down.
Ooh,
so it looks
yes.
like a little top of a house. I was like, I love that answer.
Well, and, you know, I think we need to get to the award ceremony part. So mm-hmm. that's after the sessions mm-hmm. are held and the testing is held. We have, of course, the award ceremony. And then following that, this year, we're going to have a Build a Critter and Story workshop. And that's for the Braille Challenge participants and families. Children's author Bruce Arendt will kick us off with a presentation about the process of writing a story. And the participants will then go to the creativity stations to build their very own furry stuffed critter and use Braille to create their critter's story. Mm-hmm. And the theme this year is Braille is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've been working on yesterday I got 6 of the T-shirts for the teddy bears done. And let me tell you, because I the library has a Cricut, and I call myself the Cricut Master.
you
but
are.
These making shirts for teddy bears, they are the cutest things ever.
Yes, they are.
They're a lot of work because of their size, but it is adorable.
They
and
are cute.
Yeah. And it just has, because the Braille is Beautiful logo has a multicolored rainbow on there. So the teddy bear T-shirts will also have a multicolored rainbow. So that way participants and teddy bear, their T-shirts match.
Mm-hmm. So cool.
Yeah, yeah. And then another part, I'm not sure about the rest of it because I've only been working on the T-shirt part. But on the, we got infusible ink markers. So the students, if they want, they can design the back of their shirt. And they just take a marker and color it on a piece of copy paper. And then I can heat press it into the shirt for them. And they can make their own design for the shirt. So for their teddy bear. So I thought that was really, really cute and adorable. They're so tiny. They're very, very tiny.
They're so adorable. Mm-hmm. And the students will really enjoy being able to make their own designs on the back.
Yeah. 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 And the critters that Sarah ordered, they're adorable and so soft. So soft.
Yeah, so it's not just a regular bear. It's all these different critters and such mm-hmm. a cute variety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is. I mean, mm-hmm. I think they even have an alien in there. So
yes.
So, Well, is there anything else you'd like to add, Karen?
No, I think that covers it.
And where can someone go to find out more information about the Braille Challenge?
So to find out more information about the Braille Challenge, you would go to the library blog page, and we have a Braille Challenge tab on that page for more information.
Okay. Well, thank you, Karen, for joining us this morning and talking about the Braille Challenge, and I'm sure it will be another successful year.
Yes, thanks for having me.
And we'll have you on next year for our 19th year.
Yay!
Thank you, Karen, for sharing that information about the Braille Challenge. Next up, we're going to have library news and events. So as many of you know, we started in January, the Peek-A-Box. Well, for this year, they're having a theme throughout the whole year. So they're going to travel along Interstate 80 from West Coast to East Coast, and each month will feature a different state in which the interstate passes through. The books included for that month will highlight authors from that state, books set in that state, or books about that state. Participants will receive a map of the U.S. With the I-80 featured, and then a refrigerator magnet from each state and snacks special to that state. So if you want to get signed up for Peek-A-Box, just give the library a call or go to the library blog, which is iowalibrary.blog, and we can get you registered, or just go to the blog and fill out the registration form. But with the Peek-A-Box, once you sign up, you're signed up for that whole year. You just have to re-register every year.
Sounds like fun.
It does sound like a lot of fun. Also, I-80 goes through a lot of states that
11.
You don't expect.
Like, I can list them off for you. So I-80 goes through California, Nevada, Utah, Wyoming, Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey.
New Jersey.
I actually did not know New Jersey was part of I-80.
That's quite
until this.
That's quite a ways up there. Kind of goes up, huh?
Kind of like a little smiley face.
Another library event or news is the library hosts an adult book discussion group every month. We have one for a Tuesday book club group and then a Thursday book club group. So the Thursday one's actually meeting this afternoon. And what we do is we all read the same book and then we come together to discuss, and then the moderator usually thinks of questions and put together questions for the participants to read. So the Tuesday group meets every other month, they meet on the second Tuesday starting at 2 p.m. So they do like February, April, June, August, October, December. The Thursday group, we meet on the third Thursday at 2 p.m. And then we do January, March, May, July, September, and November. I almost said, which month are we in?
Let me check the calendar here. Oh, that'd be January.
Thank you. So for the one this afternoon, we're going to read and discuss what happened to the Bennetts. And I already have my questions prepared from when we did library chat on it a few months ago. I did go in and make tweaks to the questions I'll ask them because it's a lot less about my opinion of the book. I want to get their opinion of the book. Mm-hmm. So I tweak the questions a little bit more to get to them. But yeah, it's the same questions. I was like, oh, this is great. I can repurpose these questions. And then we'll have the Braille Challenge next month too. So that'll be exciting. So that's on February 24th. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's a Saturday, and it'll be here at the IDB. So are you looking for a new or different kind of book to read on a snowy winter day? Why not check out one of these books? There is no better time to curl up in your favorite chair and read. These books are all set in winter and will make you reach for your favorite blanket and settle in to read. Leland, take it away with the D-list.
So for Anyone who doesn't know what the D-List is, D-List is stands for Digital List, and it is a collection of books themed around a certain topic. So January's D-List involves snow and cold weather.
So imagine that.
Imagine that.
Perfect timing after all that snow we got.
Oh,
right? It's like winter didn't come for like ever, and then it's like, hello, sorry I'm late to the party.
Well, let's just drop 2 feet of snow in a week.
Here's 14 pizzas.
So the D-List changes from month to month, and the books chosen for each topic vary widely as well, centered around a central theme. This month's D-List being snowy. So the first book on our list here is The Bear and the Nightingale. And that is DB87310. Next books we have here is The Winter People. And that is DB78879. Next book we have is The Snow Child.
Yeah.
That book number is DB75862.
You know, also with that D list, we actually have each month has we have three different themes listed for each one. So this is just the one that Leland is reading off.
And then for January, we'll also have New Year, New You. Have those books been released yet? I don't think so.
Not yet.
And then we'll have All Iowa Reads Looking Back, too. So that'll be fun. Because, Jody, you started the page with all the information for this, right?
Yeah, I created the canvas for it. Yeah.
Okay.
And then people just plugged in their ideas, and then they're supposed to put at least 10 books, I think, under each.
Oh, like each theme?
Each subheading, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, every month we'll have three themes for the D-List, and then each theme will have about 5 to 10 books.
And the premise of this is to give you the list of you know, the titles, and then we wouldn't create a cartridge for you, but if you wanted to add them to your list to read, or you know, download them from Bard yourself, or however you get your books.
Yeah, it's just a way to expand our reading knowledge, because sometimes, I don't know about you guys, but like I'll get into like a phase where I just want to read like hockey romance. It's a whole thing on Kindle Unlimited. So this is just a way to expand what you're reading and maybe offer, you know, other suggestions and titles.
And kind of highlighting those mysterious corners of our collection. How would you know about this unless someone talks about it?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so looking through the Winter Snow one, I was like, ooh, how many have I read? So also on there is The Great Alone by Kristen Hanna. So that one was really good. That was the first Kristen Hanna book I've ever read, and I really enjoyed her. She writes in such a way that it grabs you to the story, and it's not like anything science fiction or anything. It's just a like real people, real life story. And then The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis. I'm sure there's others I've read, but have forgotten titles.
looking through this list, I've only read The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. And that was probably back when I was in fifth grade. So it's been a long time.
You know, yesterday.
Yeah. You know, yesterday.
Leland's so old.
Yes, I am an old man. Not really.
Okay, so next up we have Bard. So Bard has new download limits. I can't remember the start date, but they'll have new download limits. So a patron may download no more than 250 books and magazines in any rolling 30-day period, regardless of the format or the Bard interface used. For example, a person could download 30 e-braille books using the NLS Braille e-reader, 70 audio magazines via the Bard website, and 150 audio and braille books via the Bard mobile app, reaching that 30-day limit of 250. Likewise, a patron only using Barb Mobile to download books and magazines would also be limited to 250 titles in a rolling 30-day period. The authorization limit is calculated by adding up the number of unique titles downloaded. This means a patron could download the same title on additional devices in that same 30-day period without that download counting against the authorization limit. So, like if you downloaded it to your computer and then downloaded it to your phone, and it's the same exact book, like the same number and everything, it won't it'll just count as that one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But yep. So Bard will now cap it at 250 books.
That's a lot of books.
It is.
In a 30-day period.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It is.
That's a lot. If someone exceeds that, I am impressed.
So just keep that in mind. What we could also do is if you do hit that 250 and you have a book player, that 250 is just for Bard. It doesn't count what you get from us here in the mail. So we could always still mail you out cartridges with books.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no limit on that. So this is just for Bard.
And Bard did have a limit prior to this, if I'm not mistaken, that was a smidgen higher.
Okay.
I don't think it was much higher than that 250. I only discovered it had a limit previously because it came up with a patron. And I had to do some digging and discovered, oh, there is a limit. So a lot of this won't really impact too many patrons, mm-hmm. but just be aware that if you are having issues, give us a call and we will help troubleshoot.
Yep, exactly, exactly. And now Jody's going to share with us the stuff.
These are just some of the most downloaded books in the last 30 days. There's quite a few of them. And if you want to go and look at that list on your main – when you sign into Bard, it's on your main page. It'll start off with recently added books. So you might want to look at that too. So what's new? And then below that will give you the most downloaded titles in the last 30 days. And most of them, I have to say, are all mystery, suspense mystery books. So we have Lee Child with The Secret. And that number is DB116897. And then there's a few James Patterson on here too. And then John Grisham with The Exchange. It says After the Firm. And that's DB116410. You have David Baldacci with The Edge.
Ooh.
I might have to read that one. DB117204. And this one looks good too. Obsession by Stuart Woods. DB116896. So that's just a few. There's quite a few more on there. So I would suggest going to check that out. There was only one family book on there. It's called Tom Lake by Ann Patchett, DB116555. So anyway, if you want to get your fill of mysteries, mm-hmm. suspense.
I'm actually reading right now. Okay, so backstory. There is Sarah J. Maas. She's one of my favorite authors. She's coming out with a new book at the end of the month. So it's book 3 in a series. So I'm rereading the first two books. So I just finished the first one last weekend, and I'm starting on the second one again. But here at work in my player, I was like, I had so many books on my to-be-read list. I was like, I need to start, like, whittling at these and, like, because it's kind of ridiculous. So what I did was I got a cartridge and I put the oldest 20 on there and I've been working through it. So right now I'm reading North and Nowhere by Allison Brennan. I think that's her name. And it's good. I forgot how much I like mysteries. They're so good.
If it's not true crime, it's mystery.
Yeah.
That's all I like.
Yeah. And see, I love Sarah J. Maas because she's just really good at building a fantasy world that just really sucks you into the reading.
I just read a few by Freda McFadden.
Ooh.
And The Perfect Son. What was the one that got – oh, Coworker. That's the one I got started with. There was a couple more, and they were really good.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend her if you want some good mystery.
Did you put those on your Goodreads account?
I did.
Okay, good. I'll go look at that later.
Yeah, as I read one, I put it on there.
Okay.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I started reading one the other day, and I'm like, this sounds familiar. And I had already read it. Like, why? I'm not reading it again.
It happens.
Yeah, there was – I was talking to a patron the other day. We were talking about a book, and they're like, oh – I was like, I've actually read this book, and I forgot I read it, and like – like 25%, like 20-25% of the way, I realized I had already read it, but I really liked it, so I just went ahead and finished it.
I was like that with the Tess Garrison, with the Surgeon and the Apprentice and those books, with the Rizzoli and Isles series.
Ooh.
That's what it was, yeah. I had listened to them before, and I just recently listened to them again.
Mm-hmm.
I really like those books.
Yeah.
Also, when you go back through a series, just picking up on those little, like, subtle, like, hints and, like, little details you didn't pick up before.
Yes.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
Because then you're just – my brain implodes when I find little Easter eggs like that.
I read quite a bit of fantasy books. And some of the high fantasy book writers as well, they love – putting in foreshadowing things that you don't even realize is foreshadowing until you read the series. And then you go back and you're like, wait, in the first paragraph, they mentioned this?
Mm-hmm.
What? And it's just mind-boggling. Pretty impressive.
It's kind of like watching a movie and you, if you watch it again, you're like, oh, I didn't notice that in the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the first time around.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, and then second to last on our list is our library funny, which I am going to make this into a sign for my office. It's how do you find the time to read?
Well, we don't know.
You don't have to find the time to read. You just have to dodge your responsibilities. I don't know why that resonates with me so hard, because I will stay up if I'm really into a book. I will stay up way too late reading, and then I come into work the next day, and I'm exhausted. But, you know, at that point, I'm just, you know, let's not sleep. Let's just stay up and read.
Yeah.
Which, FYI, guys, in 2 weeks, I will be that way when this new book comes out, because I already pre-ordered it as soon as possible. And now I'm like, now it's coming out with, like, different additional bonus scenes from different like sellers, and I'm like, ooh, I like no end. You got to rein that in. You already pre-ordered the Kindle book, so just leave it at that.
Yep.
Don't go crazy and, you know, pre-order 5 different editions of the same book.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can.
I could, but I'm very thrifty, so I won't.
Mm-hmm. Can you return the or cancel the one to get the other?
But if I get on my Kindle, then it downloads immediately when it's released.
Oh. So the others aren't Kindle.
Instant gratification. Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. So now
stick with Kindle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, okay, I want to go home and take a nap the night before? That way I can wake up at midnight and start reading. That also seems like a really bad idea, but also really fun. So who knows? So I'll let you guys know next month what happens.
Okay.
And speaking about Kindle, I would like to throw out just a little tidbit out there for anyone who doesn't know and are a little more tech savvy. Kindle, the Kindle app on your phone, is actually accessible with a screen reader, which is really exciting. Ooh. Because if there's a book on Kindle that you want, you can actually have it read to you by your screen reader.
So you
very tech savvy.
You can, there's a Kindle app you can put on any smartphone?
So
really?
Any Android or iPhone, there's a Kindle app, and you can actually use your screen reader to access the text in that book.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Which is awesome, because you can do a continuous read, and it will read and then flip pages for you.
Oh,
nice.
The only downside to it is your phone has to remain unlocked, which is a little bit of a nuisance. But for some like books that I can't wait to, you know, mm-hmm. Hit – different places like Bard. I have in the past bought Kindle books of them because I can't wait. I must have it.
there's no setting to bypass that, like in Bard?
Not the last time I went through the Kindle app.
Okay.
But what I usually do is I turn on a screen curtain, so the screen goes completely black, and it saves my battery.
Oh.
And so that way I'll sit down and I'll read it. And because a screen reader can access it, if you have a Braille display or e-reader, you can also read it off the e-reader if it's paired to your phone or device. Just a little tidbit out there for people kind of curious. I started playing with trying to see if is it accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And so the answer is yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, good deal.
I will be over later this afternoon for you to do that to my
help me with my I will teach you.
Because there's I don't always have time to like sit down and actually physically read a book. But like when I'm at home cleaning or chasing the toddler around or what have you,
yes.
It would be nice to just be able to listen to like the Kindle book I'm reading or like the book I'm reading right now on my Kindle just to have it read to me. Like when I'm doing dishes or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, so that would be nice because I just leave my book player here. I leave the, you know, talking book player here at work. So it's just always on my desk plugged in, ready to go with those 20 books I need to start clearing. I have got one done, so I'm on number two, and I just have 18 left on that cartridge before. Oh, that list got way too long.
But hey, you're two books down.
Yes, for the year. I've read two books in 18 days. That's a long time for me, but it's okay. It's a-okay.
Well, that's all we have for you today. Unless you guys have something else, we'll
stay safe, stay warm, because it's going to get cold again.
I heard it's supposed to snow again today.
55% chance.
Yeah, so we will see you in February.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.